one last story, a fluffy one, before we go today. In 1917, Somerville resident Archibald Quarry invented a formula for marshmallow cream that he called fluff. And for the past 5 years, lovers of that sticky stuff have converged on Union Square for an annual fluff festival, as they did over the weekend. Past festivals have paid homage to New England's beloved fluffernutter sandwich. If you've never had one, it's half peanut butter, half fluff. On white bread, of course. And as an aside, I used to love those things when I was a kid. But this year, the spotlight was on whoopie pies.
My name is Tracy Sullivan. My business is Home Baked Bliss. So a traditional whoopie pie would be two chocolate cookies that look almost like a cake. And the filling, a New England filling, is a combination. I use fluff and shortening in my filling. So that's a traditional whoopie pie.
For braver stomachs, though, a few cooks offered some less classic fluff concoctions in this year's recipe contest.
My name is Matt Johnson, and I live here in Somerville. I entered an original recipe, which I call cluster fluffs. They're made with chocolate, hazelnuts, dried cherries, and bacon. The bacon is kind of a savory, salty, sweet thing. You know, it's kind of like a salted caramel or something. It's not necessarily everybody's taste. Kind of gives a sweetness and edge to it. I really like it, so I'm hopeful that people will like it too.
My name is Mark Nevin. I'm entered into the 2010 Fluff Festival. I've made 3 entries. This one's kind of cool. It's a sweet potato casserole with fluff that was melted and mixed in with tequila and lime juice.
My name's Aaron Nevin, and I did something called fluff brulee. It's basically a creme brulee, but instead of using sugar, I use fluff and then melted some marshmallow fluff on top of the two and then spun some sugar. So it has a nice little caramel cover.
Rob Vercolone. We're testing out some new recipes for fluff on saltines. What I've got here is some refried beans on fluff on a saltine. And then my Italian taste today is fluff with pepperoncini, and these are anchovies. It's actually a very delightful taste. There's only one person that's refused the anchovy. And actually, everybody that's tasted it has liked it.
For information on other Boston area food and food happenings, check out WBUR's food blog, publicradiokitchen.org. Coming up tomorrow on Radio Boston, we'll look at how men and women experience pain differently. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mozzie. Our interns are Griff McNerney and Jason Breslow. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin, and Iris Adler is our executive producer. If you have comments about the show, good comments, bad comments, compliments, or criticisms, anything at all, you can always post a comment on our website, wbur.org/Boston. You can also email us, radioboston@wbur.org, and we have a listener line where you can leave a recorded message. That's 617-353-1137. Again, 617-353-1137. Give us a call. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.